It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
WGR Sports Radio 550 presents.
The Ohio State Supreme Court rules that boneless wings can have bones in them.
I saw this morning. I did not know what to think.
What?
It's just the style of cooking it?
Sports Talk Saturday.
Ohio Supreme Court ruled that foodies can't expect boneless wings to be completely bone-free.
They're boneless!
Stop it. Get some help.
Eat a bone with a bone in it, Deshaun.
But eat a bone with a bone in it.
On WGR.
This is open material. That's all I can say.
Sports Radio 550.
I'm boycotting Ohio. It's been a minute since, A, we've had a Sports Talk Saturday on a normal kind of day, but also, B, that Joe and I are back together again for a Sports Talk Saturday for you here. Derek Kramer, Joe Cali. Hey, this is something we haven't done in a minute.
No, excited to be back. Still boycotted Ohio. Still haven't been.
I had to drive through it, actually, during my trip.
Okay. Any protests going on for the Buffalo Wings or boneless wings?
So my buddies and I, we ended up playing some disc golf out there. It was a pretty nice course. I think it was in Urbana, Ohio.
Okay. All right.
Which I do believe is the setting of the Little Giants.
Yes, it might be. You're right.
So
you call it Frolf or disc golf?
I don't play. I was just walking around with my four friends who did play.
Okay.
It's disc golf. It's not golf. Frolf. It's disc golf.
Yeah, yeah, I think it's called disc golf.
The whole frisbee golf thing.
I mean, it is frisbees.
They're discs.
But they're thrown like?
Discs.
They're thrown like frisbees.
No. I play disc golf. I call it disc golf. I don't.
You know what though? That's someone that plays it.
Yes,
it's a more accurate representation. Like I'm not going to clown on that. Like I call it disc golf. I don't even play it.
I don't play it religiously, but
yeah. Also, Frolf just doesn't roll off the tongue very well. It feels unsavory.
The word like a bone in boneless wing.
Yes,
almost
exactly.
As unsavory as that. Yeah,
nothing's as unsavory as that though.
No,
but driving through Ohio is oftentimes chaos. Trying to get through Columbus in particular.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily we didn't eat food there.
No,
we just
stayed clear.
We picked a random park as a stop, got back in the car, drove to Indianapolis.
It's good.
So,
very good.
Yeah. Played a lot of Immaculate Grid.
Yeah, there you go.
On the way.
Immaculate Grid. I haven't played that in a while. I got to get back into
it. It's a fun drive. Like, it's fun for you to drive and just like keep your brain going so that like nobody gets sleepy or like anything like that. Like if you're ever driving for like more than 6 hours and you need a way to like keep your brain going so that you don't get tired, play Immaculate Grid with your co-pilot.
Have you ever played Weddle?
Eric Weddle?
No.
Like the safety?
Maybe. I don't know. But it's an NFL Wordle where you guess the player.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And you can go the extra hard mode where it's like defensive tackles and stuff like that. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
But like Immaculate Grid's a fun thing to play on a road trip, I think, for sports crazed people. Because then you can get real sicko mode with some things. It's like, hey, Vancouver and Buffalo. And immediately I said, Marc-Andre Gragnani. Not Cody Hodgson, not Zach Cassian. No, I went with Marc-Andre Gragnani. So it's a fun little thing to do when it comes to that. But Joe, it's August 17th.
Yes, it is. Summer's flown by like that.
Last week, the weather heading into that Bills game was perfect fall weather.
Yes, it was.
Like 70 degrees. It wasn't going to be anything like There was no humidity really in the air. It was perfect. Like today, obviously, feels a little different. It's a lot more muggy.
A little dank out there, for
a little
sure.
dank out there. But mm-hmm. But however, the spirit of fall stayed well within my sights today.
Yes.
Because I went to go put something in the fridge here at the Odyssey Studios here, and I saw the unofficial drink of fall.
Unofficial.
A big old gallon of Mayer Brothers apple cider.
Woo!
Yeah.
I saw that.
And
it took everything in me.
Not to crack it open.
To not crack it open, because I don't want to be that guy. But man, is it hard to do that.
When you look at apple cider, you know you get the donuts from there,
like,
too.
I'm rolling a will save to make sure I don't do it. Like, it's,
there you go. Yeah. Yeah.
But at the same time, it's like, okay. Oh, it's there. But that makes me being here for 5 hours to talk football. It makes it feel right.
Yeah, it does.
Like, especially, it gets you in the right mood.
Yeah, because by the time football season rolls around, it is those beautiful 70-degree days, sunny and 70.
And you're, it's not crisp. It's not muggy.
Right. It's a crisp day. That's best way to put it right there. And, you know, you're not sweating in every room. Like, we're sitting in the studio right now. My body temperature, I feel, significantly increasing until the AC eventually kicks on and brings it well below.
Kicks on.
So, but there, you don't have to worry about it. Your wardrobe could matter or could not matter more. And I don't know. Pumpkin spice, apple cider, anything like that. Fall is my favorite time of year, I think.
Yeah.
Seasonal-wise, because we get all four here. That's one thing I can say we're very lucky for. And a lot of people don't get all four.
If you've been a listener of this station, we have several champions of fall. I mean, mm-hmm. I'm not the loudest of them, but I definitely subscribe to it. But Jeremy, of course, leads the charge on fall, the elite season. And I got right on that. And because he's absolutely right.
Sweatshirts and shorts.
Yes.
T-shirts and jeans. And you're not
exactly.
sweating. Like, the leaves, the leaves on the trees, the red, brown, yellow, orange, way better looking than the green.
Exactly.
So
there's no better way to
we
to
celebrate
start
a lot
football
in
day.
Fall, too.
Yeah.
Right? Like, the entire month of October, essentially, is just fall fest.
Pretty much.
Right? Like, that's,
and, like,
that's
today's,
what
like,
say.
It's 77 right now, and, like, you know, it'll get in the 80s a little bit today, but, like, it's, there's still at least something here telling me, hey, fall is hanging around. It's right around the corner.
It's coming.
It's coming. And count your days, summer, and all you summer lovers out there.
I do love summer in, like, the month of July. Once we hit August.
If Zach was here, I'd be able to, like, try to clown on him.
Why? Is he a summer guy?
Oh, big time.
Yeah?
Big time.
I love summer. Since starting working here, I hate it because there's just nothing happening. So it's just like.
That's also because we're here.
Yeah.
We don't really get to enjoy the summer.
You're right. Yeah. You know, there's no summer vacation anymore.
Yeah.
There's nothing like that. So you get the off season.
Yeah.
It's the dog days of summer. That's what we end
up
with.
That's what it is. It's the dog days of summer. Mm-hmm. And, like, because for us here in particular, like, there's no, because, like, even in the spring, there's at least some, like, hockey talk we can cling on to.
Right. The NHL draft came
NHL
up,
draft,
right? Like, recently.
Yeah. Like, free agency happens July 1st, but
you don't
the
know.
The free agents that show up at that point are also so meh, but also it's because the Sabres themselves are worse than meh
mm-hmm.
that we don't worry about free agency because no one's coming here. But again, fall is elite. This is your.
This is the campaign for fall is elite.
This is your 247,000th reminder from this station that fall
that
is.
That was quick
elite.
Math to get to 247,000.
I did the math. It was quick, easy math.
You look up for 1 second, you just crunch the numbers.
Carry, like, the two.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
I honestly, too, the golf courses that stay open through the fall.
Yes.
The best golf weather.
Yes.
That's because 65.
Yeah.
Like, just 70 degrees, crisp, sunny,
like you
said. You're
not sweating while you're trying to grab the golf clubs.
Nope. And you can walk the course and not.
And not become a puddle of yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's just, for me, like, in, like, disc golf. Mm-hmm. Fall's a nice time for that as well.
Yeah.
You got your hoodie on, you're walking around, and, like, you know, like, it. Fall is. When it's at its best and its most cooperative, that needs to be stated.
Mm-hmm.
I can't go ahead and say that, like,
we did have the October storm, okay? That was in fall.
I'm talking about the cold rain.
Cold rain.
Nobody likes cold rain.
No.
Nobody likes it. Everyone hates it. It's the worst.
Yeah.
At that point, just give me the snow. Commit.
You're right. Yeah. Pick one or the other. Don't tease Commit. Us. Like,
it's not even teasing. It's you're trying to keep us inside with cold rain, which I think is worse.
It's torturing us. It That's is. That's what it is.
Just commit to it at that point. You're already trying to make it miserable. Mm-hmm. Just go all the way.
Mm-hmm. Get the road slushy. Get my car rusting from the salt. Do everything.
Don't half-ass anything. Whole-ass that.
Yes. Best way to put it right there.
Wet rain. Thumbs
also,
down.
Also, freezing rain. That's another horrible, that's, like, make up your mind. That's worse than snow.
No, that's the commit.
Yeah. That's like, we know, need snow or don't do it.
Or don't do it at all. Exactly. If it's going to be that cold, don't bother raining. Just snow. Don't do it.
You know, Mother Nature, if you're listening to this right now, please heed our advice or warnings.
Yeah, what are we going to do? Say or else?
Yeah.
Next thing you know, Buffalo's going to get its first hurricane.
Yeah.
I can't threaten Mother Nature. Not here.
Listen.
Not in this place.
As you know.
I love this place. The weather absolutely gets made fun of, and it should.
Yeah. I was on a cruise to Bermuda last week, right? I get service for one day. Tornado in Buffalo. I'm like, okay, what happened
here? The only place that day to get.
Yes, exactly. The only place in the country that had a recorded tornado that day was Buffalo, New York. And it wasn't.
It's like we don't get kicked around enough. Really? Right. Really?
And it wasn't like it was outside on the outskirts in the suburbs.
No,
right?
It was in the city limits itself.
It was on Elmwood Avenue. Like, what are we doing here? And like, I saw the video too on our sister station, WBEN's website.
Yeah, like,
because I got service right away. I was like, okay, I gotta do some digging on this. This is crazy.
Oh my god! And then you got to shut off from the world.
Yeah, it was nice. I'm not gonna lie.
I'd imagine
it was very nice to disconnect. Minimal contact with anyone other than my family. It was a really nice reset. I'm not gonna lie. So,
yeah, and like that was most of my trip too. Was like, I mean, I made a couple of posts, but like,
other than that, the fellas, you're enjoying yourself. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. With my friends and just doing our thing and. I feel like we don't do that enough these days.
No.
No.
I also feel like this setting sometimes is like that, though. Like, for the Bills game day, at least, the regular season ones when we're out there.
Yeah, totally. I don't have Twitter staring me in the face right now.
I do, too. I'm looking at a picture of Matt Milano jogging off the field, and it's McDermott's words, so.
Oh, yeah. So,
can I donate my bicep? Is that still in the question?
We'll get to that, as a matter of fact. We did our little opening bant.
Yeah.
And we'll come back here, and we'll get into it. Let's actually dive into this stuff, and it's going to start with this. You said Matt Milano. Yeah, you just opened Pandora's box. We'll get into that. How you feeling about the Bills after the injury news about Matt Milano with bicep injury and why I think things are going to be okay for now? Stay tuned.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
As far as Matt's concerned, I mean, it's an unfortunate situation, right? Matt's a strong young man. I know he's going to handle this. It's certainly tough, especially coming off of the year he came off of already. The good thing is he's got a good family behind him that are going to support him, teammates that are going to support him, as well as the coaching staff and our entire football organization. You know, he's resilient. We've got to be resilient. We've got to move forward and be focused on solutions.
Bills head coach Sean McDermott talking about the injury to Matt Milano. What it's going to mean for the team, what it's going to mean for the player, and how everything's going to move forward here.
It's so tough to watch him get injured. He puts in a ton of work. He's a good guy, too, for everything you hear, right?
Yep.
I would just like to wear his jersey once when he's actually able to play on the field. You know, like that's I feel bad for him because he's going to be 31, right? I believe that he might be 30.
He's going into his age 30 season.
So he'll be 31 when he's healthy.
There's still a possibility that he can play, but it would be more likely like December.
Yeah.
Because I believe, didn't Ray Lewis in his last year tear his bicep and came back for the playoffs?
Don't do that.
Yeah.
Don't give me hope.
Yeah, don't do that. As much as you want him to come back in December,
they won the Super Bowl his last year.
Don't give me hope.
I wouldn't want to rush him back from the injury.
No, that's
the re-injury risk is high. So don't like bank on him coming back in December. He's probably not playing this season.
And it's also two tough injuries in a row, too. It's not.
Yeah, it's not an easy thing. He fractured where all of the weight gets distributed on your leg, right? Like to cut, to do everything.
Like, and he's just kind of like getting himself ramped up back to form.
Yeah, and now he lost his bicep. I don't know what arm it is. Do you?
I don't either.
I don't think they've specified. It just says torn bicep.
I mean, there was a video of him like holding his arm.
Oh, okay.
I don't remember it.
Have to analyze what arm it was.
Yeah. I don't need to worry about looking at that. Now, what does this mean for the Bills? Well, remember this offseason when the Bills went ahead and signed a bunch of linebacker depth? And everyone said, oh, that's the make sure we don't have to call AJ Klein insurance.
Yeah.
Guess what? It's for literally this situation. Terrell Bernard obviously will be back here and ready to go. But they have other players now. Dorian Williams is obviously going to be given that shoulder tap of, hey, you ready to go? Because this is going to be your opportunity. Deion Jones was a favorite signing of mine because of the fact that that's valued additional depth. Baylen Spector is another year older. Nicholas Morrow was brought in for this reason as well.
Did he miss? He missed a large part of camp, though, didn't he? With an ankle injury, Morrow?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's still on like the injury report and everything like that.
But okay.
They brought these players in, though, as depth for this reason. The thing that we, as fans, were not ready for was our spirits and our resolve have been tested immediately.
Yeah.
But the thing was that it didn't even happen in a game. It happened in practice. And it just
was with one of the...
It was a tackling dummy.
The dummies, yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't even against a player.
It's a fluke injury. It's just terrible luck. And that's ultimately all injuries come down to is luck.
Yeah.
It's not... And I see this often enough... that I need to say something about it.
Okay.
But I also know that the people that are saying this, I don't know how seriously I should take their takes. But anyone that blames the trainers or the training staff on injuries, you need to get reevaluated on your opinions from football because you don't know ball at that point. It's a contact sport. People get hurt. It's just bad luck.
Mm-hmm.
When you have an injury-prone player, quote-unquote, as like a moniker for someone, they're just unlucky. It's not like they're going ahead and saying, I'm going to go ahead and make sure that my leg is facing this guy's helmet so that my knee bends in a direction that it's not supposed to.
Right.
No, it's not like they're making these decisions.
No.
It's not like they're ignoring any of the health benefits that they need to or the trainer's advice on like how to strengthen things. No, sometimes your leg just turns into shredded spaghetti.
Right. Or you go down and hit your head, and you end up with a concussion.
Exactly.
The trainer's fault. Tua had three concussions that season.
Yeah.
That's not how that works.
It's bad luck. And Tua himself, like you bring up such a specific thing, he did realize that there was something he could do about it. He listened to medical professionals. He didn't have a concussion last year because he learned how to fall a little bit better.
Yeah, he's not letting his head just go back.
That's how you can create your own luck sometimes. You see a player like Cam Newton famously made a business decision not jumping on that football in the waning moments of a Super Bowl that they were losing by 2 scores.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, honestly, you can criticize the guy for it, but at the same time,
he's putting his body first in a game.
Put his body first and...
A game that's decided at that point, pretty much.
In a game that's decided, and also, he's banking on trying to get back there as well. Like, he's not going to throw it away for one last moment here in a game that they were going to end up losing anyway.
Mm-hmm. Like Tre'Davious White tears his Achilles, ruptures it, right?
Yeah. That's a tough injury.
It was literally, he was just jogging on the turf. He was running a route. There was no contact. And it popped up the back of his leg.
There's 49ers linebacker in the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that was bad.
Ready to run on the field and just bam.
Yep.
There it goes.
I remember seeing that.
That is nobody's fault. That is just the worst luck in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And it happens. That's what happens in this game. When players are getting bigger and faster and stronger, the chances of getting hurt are going to increase in all facets for all players.
We saw that with the Bills last year. The injury bug bit and bit hard on multiple players in the season before that as well.
Yeah.
Allen even was part of that with his UCL when that got tweaked. Like, you can't do anything about that.
And the thing is that we were spoiled in 2020 and 2021 and even in 2022.
Very healthy teams.
Mm-hmm. Like, in those postseasons, the teams were very healthy. The Bills did not suffer a lot with injuries because you're not hearing a dang peep from fans about the training staff because they were lucky in that regard. They were good, but they were also lucky. And that's why I never want to use injuries as an excuse ever, because at the end of the day, that's just, you know what? You're down on your luck. What can you do about it?
Mm-hmm.
Because there's other ways to win a game.
Yeah.
There's other ways to keep going.
But you're right, though. If you look at the Bills situation specifically with Milano, they prepared for this moment.
And they did.
Dorian Williams, he sounds like he's ready to step up. I mean, there are clips of him speaking on it. Any photo I've seen of him, the dude looks like an absolute beast. Like, he put a lot of work in over the offseason. Yeah. Did you see that?
Yes.
Everyone's like, this is the guy replacing Matt Milano. He just hulked out. Like, he's huge, you know? So, listen, I'd like to put a bet on them just to that they knew what they were doing. They went in knowing, hey, Milano might not be 100%, right? Because that leg injury still, you saw in camp.
Or also just, we saw all these injuries happen.
Yeah.
Let's control our own destiny as much as we can.
Let's
by
be
signing
proactive.
Some quality depth.
Yes.
And get a lot of it. And they did. I really do think they're going to have a rotation there at linebacker next to Terrell Bernard this year.
Right. And there's experience among those players, too, like you said, which is the best part about it.
And Marwin Jones in particular. Like, those are guys that have been in this league, and they've been starters.
Yeah.
And they're not too old to do something about it like an A.J. Klein. Like, Deion Jones is only 29.
Yeah.
And he was a valued member of the Falcons' defense for several years.
Mm-hmm. And McDermott, in his defensive scheme, you know how well he works with defensive backs, right? So I can only imagine that the system's going to work well with him.
Yes.
So,
and
I think it's going to be fine.
They're dealing with injuries there, too, with Bishop and Mike Edwards. So it's been tough. But again, it's a contact sport.
And even in the preseason, in practice, there's contact, like, against the dummy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you tweak your arm the wrong way, and your bicep just
and
pops.
And it's bad luck.
Yeah. You can't predict
it.
You can't change it. You got to roll with the punches.
Exactly. You got to roll with it, and you got to see what's going on. And that's why I think the Bills are going to be fine, because they prepared for this situation. They didn't. I don't think any of us expected that it was going to be needed right away. But they did make signings to prepare for this. So, as long as Spectre is still back up here, as long as Dorian Williams is ready to keep going,
and you got Deion Jones and Morrow in rotation,
Terrell Bernard is still there.
Yeah.
And that's where everything really went awry with the Kansas City game, was they had none of them.
They didn't have any of their starting linebackers.
Like,
Terrell Bernard was making splash plays when he was healthy.
Immediately. Making plays that Tremaine Edmonds never did.
No, Tremaine, don't get me wrong, good at tackling against the run, things along those lines, right? But
he's a good linebacker,
plays,
and he was good in coverage, too.
Yeah.
But he never made a play to turn a game.
No. Milano and Bernard, when those two were healthy together, the splash plays, like, just making it rain. It was just happening.
The five games with those two together they were something else.
Well, that's what everyone was excited for this season, right?
Yep.
To see a full season of that, and it's already flipped on its head.
Ready?
But don't get discouraged.
Ready? Bill still won a division with only one of the two anyway.
Yeah, so, and stripped it from the rival in the last game in spectacular fashion. So
So Bernard also gets hurt, though, in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
And then so does Spectre.
Yeah.
And that's an underlying thing here, is that you didn't even have the primary backup to your other linebacker.
Mm-hmm.
It was Tyrell Dodson playing with
who
very raw
well.
Dorian Williams
mm-hmm.
and A.J. Klein.
Right. AJ Klein, who had a boarding pass in his hand to go to Florida with his kids prior to that.
Yeah. And, so like their depth was so beat up.
Yeah.
Or non-existent that they already had to look at everything and go, okay, yep, that's pretty much it.
Mm-hmm.
The way we're looking at it now, I'm seeing six players on this roster that are going to be here. If Milano's capable of coming back, that's one thing. But we'll have that conversation down the road.
Yeah, and don't bank on it.
Don't ever bank on it. It's just, hey, you know what? If it happens, it happens. But right now, we need to see what is going to play out the rest of the way.
And luckily, you're in the preseason to kind of see how these combinations work a little bit. So,
and there are going to be moves. There's probably even going to be probably a post-preseason signing of a linebacker.
I would assume so.
They'll find someone on a cut day.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to be done with this.
And they have a young Joe Andreessen as well.
And Andreessen looked solid.
Yeah.
For what he was doing there in the second half, he looked solid overall.
Right. So might be able to coach him up eventually, like put him on the practice squad. And
if he keeps playing the way he did against the Bears, he'll end up on a practice squad with the Bills because he will have earned it.
Yeah.
Like I wasn't thinking much about him at that point. I thought it was like it's a good story. He gets to wear the Bills uniform.
Mm-hmm.
And all you want to do at that point when you're in that position is don't look like a fool.
Yeah.
And he didn't. He looked well within place. He did get burned on one crossing route, and he was chasing a player in the fourth quarter. It was a conversion for a first down.
Yeah.
But like,
it's going to happen to a rookie, though.
It's going to happen. It happens to a lot of players anyway.
Yeah, even veterans. And I said,
that was the only time that I saw him struggle with something. I was like, oh, he was late to the read on that.
Yeah.
But that was it. And he was one of the few bright spots of that game. That was so
it was
boring
just a
to
black
watch.
Hole. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But
I'm happy I didn't have to watch it.
We'll talk about that later.
Yeah.
But when it comes to the linebacker position, I think they're okay for now because we've seen this defense, we've seen this team put spare parts together before and make it at least a top half defense. They don't need to be world enders. They just need to be good enough to not be a problem.
Yeah.
Why? Josh Allen's on the other side.
Mm-hmm. You need to be able to just get off the field.
Del Reed said something. He tweeted it when the news came out, and he said it kind of tongue-in-cheek, like just the number being exaggerated. But the main point is there. And it was score 50 a game, and it won't matter.
Yeah.
But the mindset's right. The offense took a step back last year. If they get back to normal, a.k.a. pre-Ken Dorsey.
Yeah, right. If they can un-Dorsey.
If they can un-Dorsey their red zone production in particular, really
that's where they stalled. Once they got inside the 20, they couldn't get it into the end zone. That's where you saw it.
And their dip in production with that was in 2022 and 2023.
Right.
Warren Sharp did a little video on that, mentioning how the Bills are one of the best offenses in the league, rivaled with the Chiefs. But then when it comes to the red zone, the last 2 years, they were the worst.
Yeah, they score outside of the red zone.
Exactly.
That's it.
So, and Josh Allen was perfect in his career in the red zone until 2022.
Right.
So I remember
that game where they called that out, the broadcast team, and I'm like, you jinxed it, and then it was a pick in the red zone.
But the thing was he started doing it a lot.
Yeah, it was more than once.
He had two picks in that Vikings game that was on drugs.
oh, my God.
Including the game-losing play.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a lot to it where the offense in the red zone is it's the thing that needs to step up. If it can get back to somewhat normal, not be last in the league in red zone efficiency, do it.
Yeah.
Good to go.
And that's the thing, right? You look at those Chiefs games in the divisional round that they've lost, right? It's not about defense at all. At all. You're not stopping either one of those offenses, right? They're just plugging down the field. Mm-hmm. You need the base level of the game, right? Outscore your opponent. But you need to put up a 50-banger up there to really solidify that, especially against a team like Kansas City who's going to match you or push over you.
Yeah.
So it's your offense is going to be the centerpiece of the team, where last year it was more of the defense for sure.
Yep. So when it comes to this injury, I don't want to try to overwrite the importance of Matt Milano or downplay it. It's just
You also don't want to dwell on it because it's we got to just move on from it. You know, like it's
August 17th. If we're already dwelling on this, it's a long year, everyone.
Yeah, right.
Of course, I want him to recover and be able to get back to the best of his abilities. But at the same time, I'm ready to go through this entire season knowing that he's not going to be available. Mm-hmm. That stings. He's a likable player. He's a great player. But in the NFL, it's always a war of attrition. You have to move on.
It's a business.
It's a business. It really is. But also, you have to move on. You have to mentally also be able to move on from that. Like, if a player gets devastated that badly about that, they shouldn't be in the league.
Mm-hmm.
There's one position where that matters more than others.
Right, yeah.
But we don't have to have that conversation.
You got to have the next man up mentality. Yeah. You just have to go. Yeah, no, I don't even want to speak that into existence. Yeah. So I'm knocking on wood in preparation.
Yep.
We're not.
Yep. Anyway, the main point of this being, they're fine.
Yeah.
For now. There's a condition on that. They're fine for now, and we have to see what happens. Like, are there options probably that we don't know of or that they haven't explored yet? Yes, more than likely. But right now, I'm looking at this group and I'm thinking, okay, let's see what you got.
Yeah, we were at the point last season, depth-wise, that Jordan Poyer was playing linebacker someplace.
Yes.
Because they needed someone who could cover people. You know, it was like, you're in a much better spot already this season, and I think they're going to put themselves in a better one, like you said, probably a post-cut signing.
And if it gets tested further, I'm sure the Bills will do something about it. It's just...
Right now, they're kind of in a solid
spot.
Right
now, it's also, we've seen what this linebacking core has already done without Milano, and it was beat up to hell.
It was a skeleton linebacking core.
And it still did enough job in the regular season.
Mm-hmm. Got you this 2 seed in the AFC.
Exactly. Helped you get there. And the defense did play a large role in it.
Yeah.
And going back to Del Reed's words, score 50 a game and it won't matter. But at the same point, hey, why don't we get back to actually scoring like consistently, what, 28, 29 a game? That'd be cool.
Yeah, when they were the highest scoring team in the NFL by a crazy amount.
Yeah, let's get back
to that. I mean, they're still that good team, though. They don't lose games by more than 6 points. You know? It's within a score.
Yeah, that is true. That is something that they do. And
even on the terrible games, they don't do that.
For a while, there was that narrative of like they don't know how to close tight games, but also that's typically the only way they lose.
Mm-hmm. If it's either somehow a blowout or it's that.
It's either the Bills blow you out, win by a close margin, or lose by a close margin. It's very rare to see the Bills lose by more than one score.
Yeah. The one game they lost against the Dolphins, right?
Right.
It was just bad clock management towards the end. And it was within, if they scored, that was it. After a butt punt, I don't even want to get into that, but still, just outscore the opponent, like the base level the game says, put up a ton of points on them, they would be fine.
And with the dip in their production, like in the mid of 2023, in the middle of 2023, before Dorsey then ultimately gets let out the door, they still finished the entire season 26.5 points per game.
Mm-hmm. With more of a running game, too, which I'm excited to see.
But also, that was with a terrible dip in production in the middle of the year.
The collapse, almost, some called it, because they were 5-5, and then they went 6-6.
Yeah, they went to 6-6, and it's just... But also, they had what? What was the score of that Giants game? Like,
oh, my God.
There were games where they just did not do any... Yeah, they had 14 points against the Giants, 20 against Jacksonville.
What was the Denver game? The 12 men on the field.
They had 22 points in that game.
Yeah.
But again, it was just one of these things where like the consistency wasn't there. All we need a little bit here is a little bit more consistency from the offense in an offense-driven league, by the way. That's the other part of it. So,
and also, the expectations for the Bills nationally, they're lower.
They're currently lower.
So I think that also... pressure-wise helps the team in general as well. And these young guys maybe step up like Dorian Williams, you know?
Yep.
So I don't think there's as much like, oh my God, we're going to the Super Bowl kind of vibe, you know?
Yeah.
Which I like. I think the Bills do the best when they're underdogs, when they surprise. So keep it going.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot more, I think, with the consistency factor of this team.
Mm-hmm.
And offensively, they need it.
They do. And I think
that's the best way to stabilize from blow of losing a player like Matt Milano is if the offense can fix itself a little bit. And it's in the red zone in particular.
And Joe Brady might have the secret sauce.
Why did they sign bigger wide receivers?
Mm-hmm. Why are they using Curtis Samuel as a reported Deebo Samuel-esque running back / wide receiver? Like, they're trying to get a little more shifty, which I like.
And they're also trying to get bigger so that they can go up and get the target.
Contested catches. Yeah.
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 Because Josh Allen throws it in that tight window. We know he does.
Mm-hmm. You just got to be able to reach above the defender and pick it up.
Hell or high water, he's going to test the defense.
Yeah.
I
think back to that Denver throw to Diggs in that blowout game where it was a missile. The fastest throw I think I've ever seen on TV right to Diggs' hands. I'm like, that's what you need back right there.
Yeah, you need that back.
That was the COVID year. That's when they were annihilating teams left and right. And I think Joe Brady might be able to bring a little bit of that back with his do simple, better scheme. Ken Dorsey was a little too complicated.
Yes. And I think that's where things will fix itself in the red zone. You don't have a lot of room. There's that 12th defender, the sidelines.
Yeah.
And the end of the end zone.
Listen, that's where I stall in college football 25 and Madden 25. So I gotta take a page out of Joe Brady's book this year. I got to get my red zone attack a little up there.
There you go. We're all human.
Yes.
Is what I'm hearing out of this.
I can't be a couch coordinator because I can't do it.
Nope.
So.
But yeah, with Milano, it's a devastating injury, but it's also, again, we've already been through life without him. It's kind of the same as with Tre'Davious White, where we had to get used to not having him, and emotionally it hurts.
Right. Like, especially Tre'Davious White, such a locker room presence, a Buffalo guy, like through and through.
And Matt Milano is an established leader, a likable player on this team.
Very likable.
Already
player.
Dealing with a devastating injury last year, and he has another one right back to it. Mm-hmm. So, like, you feel for a player. And the thing is that the NFL is not waiting for him.
No.
As we cruelly saw with Tre'Davious White, the NFL is not waiting for you. And is there another, who's the Rasul Douglas of this story?
Who's the Leonard Floyd when Von Miller was down? Like who are those guys that are going to step up and take over?
And a lot of people are pointing to Dorian Williams.
I'd love to see it. Because with his age, if he steps up
and then
does
that,
well,
then you have another
a solid piece for years to come.
And then we're talking about the long-term conversation of Matt Milano, and that's an uncomfortable discussion, but one that we'd have to have.
Mm-hmm.
That said, could there be a rotation? And I think absolutely is the answer.
The Bills, McDermott loves a rotation. So if he could put one somewhere, I think he would.
Exactly.
If you're asking me. On the surface, if there's a rotation possible, it will happen.
Exactly. So these things are going to happen. Injuries happen, and it's bad luck sometimes. And with a player like Milano, that is terrible luck. But we'll see what they're able to do here. Now, that said, the conversation that we're going to have to start hour two with is, how comfortable are you considering what just happened that the starters are going to be playing at least a quarter and a half?
Yeah.
Buckle up for that one.
Here we go.
But first, before we do that and dive into that discussion, we have something that we have to do that we have not done.
It's been a minute.
In a long time. It feels like forever for us. But we're honor bound to laugh at something else around sports in the Booty Cheek of the Week coming up next here. Sports Talk Saturday. Derek Kramer, Joe Kelly, you're listening to WGR. Oh, it feels good to be home.
Dang, it feels good to be a gangster. Sorry, I got to keep that FCC compliant.
Nice. But that's good. It feels good to be back here. Wouldn't you say?
Oh, yeah. Hearing that music?
Yeah.
Except for turning on a Wii? Like, I'm game.
Except for turning on a Wii.
I know what it is.
And even then, that's not a bad thing either.
No. I wasn't saying it was a bad thing, but not this.
But we know this music.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Booty Cheek of the Week. Don't do that again.
Is that as bad as rubbing a mustache into the mic, or where does that stack up?
No, that's weird, but it's not gross and weird.
Okay, all right.
Just weird. Maybe a little gross, but not gross and weird.
If it was a real one, that'd be gross.
Yes.
But it's not.
My God.
I assure you it's not.
Let's not talk about that. All right, anyway, we're off to a wonderful start for this one.
It fits the segment.
All right, Joe. So.
Yeah.
We're a little out of practice with this.
We are.
With the Booty Cheek of the Week.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's been a minute. And there's been a lot that's happened. That said, what's your target?
We're already getting back into football season, which means FS1's own Nick Wright has started to already slander our boy, Josh J.A., right?
Really? I'm surprised. Yeah, this is my surprise.
I'm so shocked, right? But I guess this is my introductory back into the booty cheek. It's a nice, easy one. Whatever. He named his top 10 players in the NFL, and he has Burrow up there, Miles Garrett, Jefferson, Chris Jones.
Mm-hmm.
So there are guys on there, Tyreek, Mahomes, Kelsey, McCaffrey, right?
Yeah.
Like, those guys are definitely top 10.
Yeah, amongst the best at their position, respectively.
Right. Burrow's on that list, okay?
Oh, boy, here we go.
I'm not going to say he's not in the top 10 conversation, but his injury proneness, I think, especially last season.
Availability is part of your ability.
Yes, exactly. And availability is the best ability,
But it's also bad luck. Yeah. We already went through this.
Right.
So I'm not going to trash him for getting injured.
I'm not going to trash Joe Burrow. That's not the point of what I'm saying. If you're seriously going to make that list and omit on purpose, you know, the one guy, I would say probably the best quarterback athlete overall in the NFL, then I don't know. It seems like a fraudulent list to me. Do you think Allen stacks up to that list?
Of course he does. Like, it's... But this is also why
it's to get a bit. Like, I understand what he's doing.
But this
right?
is also why I don't care about, like, for example, the NFL top 100.
Mm-hmm. Because it's player voted.
No. Ready? All people do this. And all people have different opinions.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to get mad at that.
No.
Because sometimes people have bad opinions. You have bad takes. It's natural.
Mm-hmm.
And player rankings are the best way and the easiest way to have bad takes.
Because mm-hmm.
you're trying to quantify it.
When you try and quantify something that shouldn't be really quantified, that's what happens.
All right. So Nick Wright? Really?
I guess so.
Boring.
I know. I didn't even... this was kind of an on the fly.
Man.
I got to get my feet wet again. It's been a little bit. It's been a couple weeks for me.
Right? All right. Evan?
I guess this is sort of up the same path. I'll make this real quick because I kind of ranted during the break. The fact that ESPN allows Chris Russo to have a platform on television where he says, I was mad about the U.S. like basketball team making a big deal out of winning the gold medal. And it might just and him going out and saying, I actually rooted for France.
So here's my thing. ESPN...
Right.
FS1 and these formatted shows that like
they have become all about just hot takes.
Yes. And I'm never going to like I try my best to avoid that as a target for anything with me with Booty Cheek of the Week. And I really do think that has something to do with it is that I feel like a lot of it's fabricated, a lot of it's fake. Nick Wright in particular, he's a really good heel.
Well, if you listen and to his leans, podcast,
yeah, and when you,
it's nothing like he is on the show.
And that tells me it's the network's not the man.
Yeah.
Because Nick Wright, the character on TV, is a great heel. He's really good at what he does as being a heel.
Instigator.
Yeah. Absolutely. Gets us riled up so easily. And we take the bait every time as a fan base.
Right.
I've got to. And I'm ashamed that neither of you ended up on this.
Oh, I know which... I think I know which one of them you're going to say because I saw your tweet. I did not want to say it because I knew you were going to bring it up.
All right, which one are you guessing?
I am going to guess the mayonnaise commercial.
You're absolutely right with Will Levis.
Yeah. With Will Levis.
I did see that. I saw some Texans fans say, I'm so happy we have CJ Stroud.
Oh, my God. Reason number 2,456,872.95 to hate the Tennessee Titans.
Yeah, he's carelessly whispering into the camera about mayo and coffee.
Disgusting.
Sniffing mayo.
Get out.
He's dipping his nose in it.
It's just
that was egregious.
Yeah.
Was it a cologne?
Yes.
I didn't watch the whole commercial. I couldn't.
Somebody buys this. I have to question their sanity.
But here's the thing.
If somebody around here buys this.
Like if we bought it though. Because we just talked about it. Like
oh, I thought you were talking about just the mayonnaise that you were going to be like mad about people buying.
No. No. Parfum de mayonnaise.
Yeah. Yeah. What is it? What does it even smell like? Christmas. I don't get it.
If it smells like mayonnaise, get out of here. Like,
That'd be like Josh Allen sniffing Frank's Red
Hot. I'm a hater of mayonnaise. So, that, like, you know, shoo-shoo on me for some people, sure. But to make a fragrance out of that, not everything has to be another thing.
It's egregious.
Like, I saw Coke and Oreo are, like, making Coke-flavored Oreos and Oreo-flavored Coca-Cola.
Yeah. I saw someone try that.
Just because you have a thought doesn't mean it's an idea.
No.
I would try that Coke. I would just try a sip and then go from there.
You know what's better for an Oreo taste? Oreos.
Yeah. I did like the carrot and cake milk. Oreos, though. I'm not going to lie.
It's just, I didn't. Like, it's one thing to flavor a cookie.
Yes.
But it's another to flavor
a pop.
A pop beverage.
Mm-hmm.
It just, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't taste right. Like, hot sauce soda, get it out of there. I'm throwing it, I'm breaking the bottle.
Hot sauce soda. Buffalo Pepsi?
Yes. That too. Just because it's
a
thought.
Can you imagine if Josh Allen made a perfumed a Buffalo Pepsi?
Just.
With the blue cheese rim?
Haunting me forever. So, the other one goes out to Ray Gun from the Olympics. I'm jumping on a big old haters train, but also when I was hosting on Chopin Bulldog with Zach, I had to call Australia a swagless country.
Oh God!
Because did you see any of that?
From
the breakdancing from the Olympics? The Australian one who was terrible?
I've seen it circulating like on TikTok, just yes. Spinning on the floor.
Yes.
Yeah.
Watch the whole thing and go ahead and tell me why you didn't want to. That'll explain why you didn't pick it for this.
Okay, I didn't see it. I've only seen like the person spinning around.
You were
on the
off.
Floor.
I was off the grid. It was off. Like I'm telling you right now, me at a wedding, breakdance is better than that.
Okay.
Can't dance.
It's really that bad.
Yes. And I remember Zach and Josh on an Extra Point show had a discussion of what would you be able to do with 5 years of training and be able to make the Olympics. That made the case that breakdancing would be one of them.
That made the case.
Yes. That
fencing?
One made the case.
Would that be one? I think fencing might be one.
That's a discussion for a later day. But I'm going back to this saying this was so terrible that I could go ahead and say, hey, remember how someone would say, I would love to see like an average Joe make the Olympics just for comparison?
Mm-hmm.
That was the average Joe.
Yeah. How do you... Ugh.
It was hilariously bad.
Well, it's like... Yeah. I have another thought. I'll save it for that. Whatever. We'll talk later.
We'll talk later.
I'll watch it. That's what I'll do.
There you go.
In the break.
There you go. So, yeah. You'll see that and we'll be able to... You'll be able to rebound and go, wow, that was bad, Derek. It was terrible. What happened? All right. We'll get back to it. And this segment always kind of blows up the central main ideas and like course of the show. But I forgot about something. And we're going to talk about it at length in the next segment here.
Okay.
An anniversary, a somber one, so to say. But we'll come back to that. And honor a legend coming up next here on Sports Talk Saturday. You're listening to WGR. Oh, it feels good to be home.
Dang, it feels good to be a gangster. Sorry, I got to keep that FCC compliant.
Nice. Know? But that's good.
Yeah?
It feels good to be back here. Wouldn't you say?
Oh, yeah. Hearing that music?
Yeah.
Except for turning on a Wii? Like, I'm game.
Except for turning on a Wii.
I know what it is.
And even then, that's not a bad thing either.
No. I wasn't saying it was a bad thing, but... All it's right. Not this.
But we know this music.
Mm-hmm.
It's the booty cheek of the week. Don't do that again.
Is that as bad as rubbing a mustache into the mic, or where does that stack up?
No, that's weird, but it's not gross and weird.
Okay, all right.
Just weird. Maybe a little gross, but not gross and weird.
If it was a real one, that'd be gross.
Yes.
But it's not.
My God.
I assure you it's not.
Let's not talk about that. All right, anyway, we're off to a wonderful start for this one.
It fits the segment.
All right, Joe. So,
yeah,
we're a little out of practice with this.
We are.
With the booty cheek of the week.
Because
it's been a minute. And there's been a lot that's happened. That said, what's your target?
We're already getting back into football season, which means FS1's own Nick Wright has started to already slander our boy, Josh J.A. right?
Really?
Surprise.
This is my surprise.
I'm so shocked, right? But I guess this is my introductory back into the booty cheek. It's a nice, easy one. Whatever. He named his top 10 players in the NFL, and he has Burrow up there, Miles Garrett, Jefferson, Chris Jones.
Mm-hmm.
So there are guys on there, Tyreek, Mahomes, Kelsey, McCaffrey, right?
Yeah.
Like, those guys are definitely top 10.
Yeah, amongst the best at their position, respectively.
Right. Burrow's on that list, okay?
Oh, boy, here we go.
I'm not going to say he's not in the top 10 conversation, but his injury proneness, I think, especially last season.
Availability is part of your ability.
Yes, exactly. And availability is the best ability,
But it's also bad luck. Yeah. We already went through this.
Right.
So I'm not going to trash him for getting injured.
I'm not going to trash Joe Burrow. That's not the point of what I'm saying. If you're seriously going to make that list and omit on purpose, you know, the one guy, I would say probably the best quarterback athlete overall in the NFL, then I don't know. It seems like a fraudulent list to me. Do you think Allen stacks up to that list?
Of course he does. Like, it's... But this is also why
it's to get a bit. Like, I understand what he's doing.
But this is also why I don't care about, like, for example, the NFL top 100.
Mm-hmm. Because it's player voted.
No. Ready? All people do this. And all people have different opinions.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to get mad at that.
No.
Because sometimes people have bad opinions. You have bad takes. It's natural.
Mm-hmm.
And player rankings are the best way and the easiest way to have bad takes.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're trying to quantify it.
When you try and quantify something that shouldn't be really quantified, that's what happens.
All right. So Nick Wright? Really?
I guess so.
Boring.
I know. I didn't even... this was kind of an on-the-fly.
Yeah.
You know,
man.
I got to get my feet wet again. It's been a little bit. It's been a couple weeks for me.
Right? All right. Evan?
I guess this is sort of up the same path. I'll make this real quick because I kind of ranted during the break. The fact that ESPN allows Chris Russo to have a platform on television where he says, I was mad about the U.S. like basketball team making a big deal out of winning the gold medal. And it might just and him going out and saying, I actually rooted for France.
So here's my thing. ESPN...
Right.
FS1 and these formatted shows that like
they have become all about just hot takes.
Yes. And I'm never going to like I try my best to avoid that as a target for anything with me with Booty Cheek of the Week. And I really do think that has something to do with it is that I feel like a lot of it's fabricated, a lot of it's fake. Nick Wright in particular, he's a really good heel.
Well, if you listen to his podcast,
yeah, and when
it's nothing like he is on the show.
And that tells me it's the network's not the man.
Yeah.
Because Nick Wright, the character on TV, is a great heel. He's really good at what he does as being a heel.
Instigator.
Yeah. Absolutely. Gets us riled up so easily, and we take the bait every time as a fan base.
Right.
I've got to. And I'm ashamed that neither of you ended up on this.
Oh, I think I know which one of them you're going to say because I saw your tweet. I did not want to say it because I knew you were going to bring it up.
All right, which one are you guessing?
I am going to guess the mayonnaise commercial.
You're absolutely right with Will Levis.
Yeah. With Will Levis.
I did see that. I saw some Texans fans say, I'm so happy we have CJ Stroud.
Oh, my God. Reason number 2,456,872.95 to hate the Tennessee Titans.
Yeah, he's carelessly whispering into the camera about mayo and coffee.
Disgusting.
Sniffing mayo.
Get out.
He's dipping his nose in it.
It's just
that was egregious.
Yeah.
Was it a cologne?
Yes.
I didn't watch the whole commercial. I couldn't.
Somebody buys this. I have to question their sanity.
But here's the thing.
If somebody around here buys this.
Like if we bought it though. Because we just talked about it. Like
I thought you were talking about just the mayonnaise that you were going to be like mad about people buying.
No. No. Parfum de mayonnaise.
Yeah. Yeah. What is it? What does it even smell like? Christmas. I don't get it.
If it smells like mayo, get out of here. Like.
That'd be like Josh Allen sniffing Frank's Red Hot.
I'm a hater of mayonnaise. So that, like, you know,
shoo-shoo on me for some people, sure. But to make a fragrance out of that, not everything has to be another thing.
It's egregious.
Like, I saw Coke and Oreo are, like, making Coke-flavored Oreos and Oreo-flavored Coca-Cola.
Yeah. I saw someone try that.
Just because you have a thought doesn't mean it's an idea.
No.
I would try that Coke. I would just try a sip and then go from there.
You know what's better for an Oreo taste? Oreos.
Yeah. I did like the carrot
and
cake
milk.
Oreos, though. I'm not going to lie.
It's just, I did not. Like, it's one thing to flavor a cookie.
Yes.
But it's another to flavor
a pop.
A pop beverage.
Mm-hmm.
It just, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't taste right. Like, hot sauce soda, get it out of there. I'm throwing it, I'm breaking the bottle.
Hot sauce soda. Buffalo Pepsi?
Yes. That too. Just because it's
can
a thought.
You, wait, can you imagine if Josh Allen made a Perfume Day Buffalo Pepsi?
Just.
With the blue cheese rim?
Haunting me forever. So, the other one goes out to Ray Gun from the Olympics. I'm jumping on a big old haters train, but also when I was hosting on Chopin Bulldog with Zach, I had to call Australia a swagless country.
Oh God!
Because did you see any of that?
From
the breakdancing from the Olympics,
the Australian
one who was terrible.
I've seen it circulating like on TikTok, just
yes.
spinning on the floor.
Yes.
Yeah.
Watch the whole thing and go ahead and tell me why you didn't want to. That'll explain why you didn't pick it for this.
Okay, I didn't see it. I've only
yeah.
seen like the person spinning around.
You were
on the
off.
Floor.
The, you were.
I was
admittedly off the grid. It was off. Like I'm telling you right now, me at a wedding, breakdance is better than that.
Okay.
It's and that I bad? Can't dance.
It's really that bad.
Yes. And I remember Zach and Josh on an Extra Point show had a discussion of what would you be able to do with 5 years of training and be able to make the Olympics. That made the case that breakdancing would be one of them.
That made the case.
Yes. That
fencing?
One made the case.
Would that be one? I think fencing might be one.
That's a discussion for a later day. But I'm going back to this saying this was so terrible that I could go ahead and say, hey, remember how someone would say, I would love to see like an average Joe make the Olympics just for comparison?
Mm-hmm.
That was the average Joe.
Yeah. How do you... Ugh.
It was hilariously bad.
Well, it's like... Yeah. I have another thought. I'll save it for that. Whatever. We'll talk later.
We'll talk later.
I'll watch it. That's what I'll
do.
There you go. In the break.
There you go. So, yeah. You'll see that and we'll be able to... You'll be able to rebound and go, wow, that was bad, Derek. It was mm-hmm. terrible. What happened? All right. We'll get back to it. And... This segment always kind of blows up the central main ideas and like course
yeah.
of the show. But I forgot about something. And we're going to talk about it at length in the next segment here.
Okay.
An anniversary, a somber one, so to say. But we'll come back to that. And honor a legend coming up next here on Sports Talk Saturday. You're listening to WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.